And yeah, well, what's your name?
I'm Brogan.
Hi, Brogan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So, you know, here with the Truth Booth, we are capturing stories from the community, and you are across the way from us. What's the stand?
We are Sugar River Kettle Corn. My stepdad, Jim Schultz, runs a kettle corn and lemonade business.
Okay.
We go to different festivals all over the place, but Atwood's always my jam. It's my favorite festival to work.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, any favorite stories from Atwood or?
Just every year I see topless ladies, and it's always pretty fun.
Yeah, it's one of the few ones where that's allowed.
Yeah, well, and last year Jim said something to one of the girls. He goes, "Hey, I like your top." And she just waved her hand. Thanks. Bye.
That's funny. So are you from Wisconsin originally?
Yeah, I grew up in Belleville.
Okay.
So not too far away, like 20 minutes outside of Madison. But
yeah,
it's my favorite place I've ever lived. I lived in Costa Rica for a while. I lived down in Florida, but Wisconsin's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you had a story for us that you wanted to share.
Yes.
I will cede the floor to you.
Thank you. So it's actually from Costa Rica. I lived there for 6 months. I was in massage therapy school at the time. And have you ever heard of bioluminescence?
Yes.
Okay. So the first day that we were there, we were walking on the beach and we decided to swim in the water. And as we were going into the water, we realized that every step we took lit up underneath us. So the bioluminescence was in the water, it was in the sand, and it was almost like Avatar. I mean, it was so cool. So me and my girlfriend, we decided to go skinny dipping. We took off all our clothes, you know, we're like connecting with the universe, with the nature and stuff. And these kids came over and stole our clothes and our keys. So we had to run back to our campus butt naked, no keys, and sit there covering our parts, waiting for the security guard to let us back in. So that's my story. I got caught in a bioluminescent ocean.
Would the security guards understand what had happened? Or
they didn't speak very good English, so they were really confused. And
tourists?
yeah, pretty much. These damn tourists.
Yeah. Any bioluminescent organisms in Wisconsin that you know about?
Not that I've ever seen or heard about, but... Right.
There might be.
I would love to see it. Yeah.
I've seen fireflies. I mean, that kind of counts, right? They light themselves up.
Yeah. It's natural luminescence. So for sure, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story.
Absolutely.
That's pretty awesome.
Thanks for letting me share.
We're going to look out for bioluminescent stuff here.
Sounds good, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.